Hello, Mossy.
Good morning, guys. Welcome back, Slats.
Yeah, good to be back, mate. Moy.
Moy.
Hasn't he arrived?
Yeah.
He scored, here's a bit of trivia, he scored the first top flight goal for Huddersfield at home in 45 years.
Yeah, I heard them say. Well, they haven't been in a comp.
I know, that's right. But great story. And it happens to be an Aussie. And he's looking every bit the Premier League player, I have to say, two rounds in. And that's a fantastic goal. He's playing in a slightly deeper role for Huddersfield, more as a sort of a holder in midfield. And he just showed there what he's capable of when he gets forward. And to play, you know, the 1-2 around the edge of the area, see where the space is, and to put himself in that position, and then the execution, this is great news. This is fantastic news for the Socceroos. It really is.
It's great to see our boys over there.
Yeah, it is. It is. And if you look at the form of Moy, Rogic at Celtic, Matthew Leckie in the Bundesliga scored two on the weekend, had two assists last week. Matty Ryan, now he's had a tough initiation to the Premier League. There's no doubt about it. There's been a couple of mistakes crept in the first two rounds of the season for Matty, but I've still got no doubt he'll bounce back and he'll be fine. But just to see those big four players for the Socceroos playing at that level and in the form that they're in is great news ahead of these qualifiers coming up.
He's got a few shots coming at him, Matty Ryan.
He has, yeah, and we said that
he's made a couple of blunders, but geez, he's got a few coming at him.
That's right, and you know, the law of averages
right.
When it comes to goalkeepers is sometimes not kind, but it gives him a chance to show that he's worthy of being at that level. And, you know, if Brighton Hove Albion do end up going down and he can put a good season together, then he's going to attract a lot of interest.
And Postecoglou, mate, says Jednak must play.
Yeah, now Jednak, he's been out. He missed the Confederations Cup. I think his last game for the Socceroos was around April. So he needs to get back playing games to prove his fitness. And he's had this groin issue. He had an operation on it. But certainly you can see by the makeup of the squad, Ange would probably lean towards playing Milligan at the back in the back three if Jednak was fit. So that'll be an interesting one. He needs to play this week because the squad's been cut down to 23 on Wednesday. And I know his club side, Aston Villa, have a midweek game, so he'd be no doubt bending the ear of his manager to get him in that lineup.
Sam Kerr, we chatted about her throughout that series where she stunned them with the hat-trick. And now I think she scored four goals on the weekend.
And her team was down 3-0. At the time. So she's led her team, Sky Blue FC, back to a 5-3 victory. It's the first four goal haul in the National Women's Soccer League over there in America. They were down 3-0 to Seattle, came back to win 5-4, I beg your pardon. And it's her second hat-trick of the season, which is the first time that's happened in history. She's been nominated for the FIFA Player of the Year award, which is no surprise. She's been unbelievable. The surprise out of that is Alan Stajic has not made the top 10. Now, he's the coach of the Matildas. He's lifted them to number 7 in the world. They've beaten the big three in Japan, USA and Brazil recently. And he hasn't even been nominated in the top 10.
Man U, they've come out of the barriers better than Winks.
Eight goals.
Winks missed the kick. They haven't missed the kick. And I guess the big upset was, well, it wasn't the big upset, but Spurs a bit disappointing against Chelsea.
Yeah, that's right. But the question with Man U is, will they come home like Winks came home?
Yeah.
Because if they do, they're going to win it in a canter. But, yeah, look, they've been very, very ominous. And the thing I like about Manchester United, 8-4-0 against after two rounds, top of the table, sitting pretty. But Lukaku, Pogba, Martial have been on the score sheet 2 weeks in a row. And the swagger is starting to return to Jose Mourinho. You can just see it on the bench. The confidence is lifting. He's starting to come out with a couple of his old comments, which shows that he's confident in what he's putting out every week. So they are looking very ominous. Chelsea, this is a massive result for them against Spurs at Wembley. And it also opens those old wounds that Spurs seem to have about playing at Wembley. That's their new home ground for this season. And they coughed up two goals. Marcus Alonso was the hero for Chelsea in the 2-1 win, getting the winner in the 88th minute. But that's a big result because a lot of pressure was building on Conte and Chelsea over the Diego Costa drama and losing the first round, being booed off at halftime by their own supporters. So big result there for Chelsea.
Yeah, Liverpool got up, mate, 1-0 over Palace. How do you see them travelling this season?
Yeah, not bad, but not great at the moment. Okay. They've been inconsistent. Their defence was terrible in the first game when they drew. And Sadio Mane scored the goal on the weekend. He's been looking very good. So that's a big positive for Jurgen Klopp and the team. But, yeah, mixed start for Liverpool, it has to be said.
Arsenal?
Pressure will build on Arsene Wenger very, very quickly. No, it will. It will because of what happened last season.
We seem to talk about poor... he's the longest-serving coach or manager now, isn't he? Yet we speak about him being under the axe every week.
That's right. And having met him personally when they were out here playing against us...
He was good, wasn't he?
A lovely man. Yeah. Lovely man and a great football brain. And I don't want to see it go down that track again this season, as it did last season. But, yeah, to lose... 1-0 to Stoke.
That's not
a great result.
Barca had a win, mate, and I'm sure they were playing with heavy hearts.
Yes, absolutely. And it was great to see Messi and Ronaldo come out from the two bitter rivals, Barcelona and Real Madrid, to pay tribute to the victims of the terror attack. But they've got their season off to a flyer, 2-0 against Real Betis. And Real Madrid are away to Deportivo La Coruña this morning. As we speak, they're playing.
Serie A?
Yes, Serie A. A couple of big results. AC Milan and Inter both getting their seasons off on the positive note. So isn't it great to see the big leagues all kicked off now so we can talk about football and not politics issues?
It's amazing how little break they get, really. Yeah, they're straight back into it.
They were on the road, mate, most of the time, weren't they? Nick Kyrgios fan, he's in a bit of trouble at the moment. He's down a break at least against Dimitrov.
Not a fan.
No.
Not a fan.
No. Can't turn you around?
No.
He seems to be remonstrating a little bit. He's under the pump.
You know why? Because every time an individual sportsman or woman takes centre stage, they're representing Australia, not just themselves. And, not a favourite.
Maybe he's in trouble. A couple of years, mate, if he pulls it together.
Sluts, as coaches and pundits, we always love to be proven wrong.
Yes,
for the right reasons.
I don't.
For the right reasons. I didn't say you have to admit when you're wrong. I said...
I love it when people say that. Oh, I'd like to be proven wrong. Would you really? Not really.
For the right reasons. Good on you guys. See you tomorrow.